variously interesting, the most surprising underground tunnels in Trieste. We could spend hours, as Armando Alupca loved to do, describing the magical of his underground Trieste. The space for it, however, has come to an end. Let's just try to mention some unique gems returned from darkness to light, which today are all part of the Real Estate Registry of Artificial Tunnels. Winkelmann's Tunnel. A first curiosity is located in the J.J. Winkelmann Museum of Antiquities in Via della Cattedrale, the access tunnel to the Roman Propyleum of San Giusto, registered by speleologists with the number CA-3000. It was built in the 1930s during archaeological excavation to allow access to the base of the arcade in front of the ancient Roman temple of the 4th century. Inside it, it also hides the remains of a funerary crypt excavated 1,500 years later. It was here, most likely, that in 1768 the Brotherhood of the Blessed Sacrament, in charge of funerals, interred in a mass grave destined for foreigners the body of the unfortunate German genius J.J. Winkelmann, father of the modern archaeology and art history, who was the victim of a vile assault for the purpose of robbery. The Ypsilon Junction of Covered Streams. The second underground noteworthy point is located in the central Via Battisti, at the intersection with Via Carducci, at the edge of the Portici di Chiozza. At this point, the two main streams of the city converge, the Starbridge stream and the Cleuch stream, which from here on, as on the path of a huge underground Ypsilon, flow together in a common reverb toward the sea. These streams were covered under the road surface in the second half of the 19th century and were made flowing in large underground tunnels equipped with internal paving in square sandstone stones to allow the expansion of the city of the northeast in the so-called Borgo Franceschino. The Gallery of Horses. The first point we would like to mention here is the A-Raid Gallery in Viale d'Annunzio, excavated in 1943 at the former Cardinal School, now a branch of the Petrarca Classics High School. Its development is remarkable and is in direct connection with the armored band with Odiove ship located in Piazzetta Puecher. During the first explorations for the topographic survey of the tunnel, Adriatic speleologists discovered something unique. Inside, in a state of complete abandonment, there was a large deposit of horse-pulled horses that were part of Diego de Enriquez's collections of war relics. It seemed then, based on what leaked in the local press, that one of those wagons had been acquired by Enriquez because having transported the coffins of the Habsburgs murdered in Sarajevo to Trieste, it could be understood as a symbol of the beginning of the First World War in Europe. Only many years later, with the setting up of the War Museum for Peace in Via Cumano, where an identical specimen of that famous horse inaugurates the exhibition route, this version of events was called into question. Beyond the disputes and the still discordant opinions on this intricate history of the attributions, we would like to remind you that Trieste urban speleologists still have the undisputed merit of having brought to light in the A-Raid Gallery of Viale d'Annunzio the forgotten history of the peace funeral wagon. Miramare Secret Landing Place. We conclude this very brief review of the Trieste underground world with an extraordinary hypogeal site that is located inside the Miramare Castle Park. It is not the only one that was excavated by the engineer Junker at the behest of Maximilian Habsburg, but it is certainly the most suggestive from all points of view. It is a secret port for small rowing boats carved into the rock at the sea level right in front of the castle. It seems to have been specially designed to give the beloved Princess Charlotte the opportunity to go unnoticed to the sea away from prying eyes. Unlike all the underground tunnels we have seen so far, this one in Miramare is not immersed in absolute darkness. During the day, the sunlight reverberates in the dark walls, and through the entrance half submerged in crystalline water, the sound of the sea waves is amplified, expanding into a truly exceptional atmosphere. Today, this romantic underground refuge of Carlotta is unfortunately closed to visitors, since some collapses and landslides have made the small access path very dangerous. From the sea, on the other hand, it seems to be often visited by divers who dive in the Miramare Marine Reserve.